things have changed in footy. They've changed in cricket as well. And, of course, we thought we'd just spread our wings a little bit and catch up with Aaron Finch, superstar. And there's a bit of controversy over he predicted the selection for later in the year, which we'll get to in a moment. But, hey, Finchy, thanks for joining us, mate. How are you going? And it looks like you're at home.
Yeah, just at home at the moment. It's obviously not the ideal situation to be in around the world at the moment, I guess. So just got my dogs here on the couch. They're just chilling out. They sit beside me most days and, taking it easy. We're meant to be in New Zealand at the moment and then go straight from there to the IPL in India, but obviously just bunkered down for a little while.
When you think about it from a local sport point of view, cricket is very lucky compared to footy. I mean, timing is everything, isn't it? I mean, the footy season basically just getting underway when all this has hit. Imagine if it was November heading into an India series and the Big Bash, and then cricket would be facing, and I know it will still, but be facing the same type of financial catastrophe that our game's facing.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not ideal to have any sport, regardless of whether it's footy, soccer, basketball, to be facing this situation. And like you said, I guess we're in a pretty lucky position to be, at the end of our season. There's not a huge amount coming up. Obviously, the IPL is scheduled to. Oh, they're revisiting that. Doesn't look like it'll go ahead as scheduled. But a Bangladesh Test series and then an England ODI series. So in terms of the pure content of cricket, we're in a pretty good position to be in at the moment, if there is such a one, with just them series that looks like they'll be postponed and rescheduled down the track.
Finchy Derm here. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, buddy.
Hey, don't make me go to the book and look it up. What's your IPL contract worth? What you go for this year and what might you tear up?
It's enough to put a hole in the pocket, I can tell you. It's not ideal, but at the end of the day, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. All we can do is try and get through it all together. I know I haven't heard what the outcome of the AFL PA versus the AFL with the players' wages and stuff is at the moment. So it's unfortunate. Regardless of the sport, like I said, it's nothing that you want to see. But when it's happening all around the world, all we can do is just stick it out, hang tough and look after each other.
So everybody will be doing it tough pretty well everywhere. That's a given. You know, people will be taking haircuts all over the place, and some people are totally unfortunate that might be a severe haircut for back to nothing. What cricketing nations are not... But being Australian and our team, we're probably insulated for lifelong problems should we get through to the other side, luckily. What nations are vulnerable that they might not recover in a sporting cricketing sense?
Oh, I think it all depends on the content that they have coming up. Obviously, with TV rights and sponsorship, that plays such a huge part. And no doubt that there'll be a bit of a down the track, I suppose, the sponsorship money might dry up a little bit just because the big businesses are doing it the same as everyone at the moment. They're having to cut back, which then their bottom line for sponsorship and stuff. So I'd guess countries like South Africa, if they weren't to have their scheduled series go ahead, I honestly don't know. But again, the IPL, that's a big one. So I read something that if that doesn't go ahead, the BCCI will be in a hole for the best part of $700 million or so, which that's a big chunk of US dollars to be going down. So hopefully it can get back to normal life as we know it as soon as possible.
I'm tipping, given the power of India in world cricket, they might find a window somewhere for the IPL at some stage. So Finchy, I wouldn't be giving up on that projected budgeting just yet.
No, and that's the thing. I think what the ICC are going to do is sit down with all the countries and go through the whole future tours program and just try and reshuffle it around and try and fit everything that's meant to have gone on in over the next 4 years and try and help every country out because everyone is in the same position.
Hey, mate, I've just, as of last night, actually, sorry, Jordan Lewis here, I've just finished watching the Test documentary. Have you seen it? And if you have, what did you think of it? Or have you had any feedback? I, from a sports lover, I suppose, and a former professional sportsman, I just love the insights that we got and the little, you know, the background stuff that we don't necessarily see with cricketers. Have you seen it, and what's the feedback been like from your end?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I was at the premiere, which aired episode 7, which was the Ashes episode, and I've watched the first two and the seventh one. So I find it a bit awkward watching myself, to be honest. So I'm not sure whether I'm going to continue with it, but all the feedback's been amazing. And I think what was really important about that was that it was authentic. It was, I don't think it was over-edited or anything like that. There's some raw emotion and some background and just, I suppose, an insight into what players are going through at certain times. And as you know, when you're out in the footy field, you're, as a player, you're hung by your performance. As a cricketer, you're exactly the same, and as a coach. So I think what it has been good is to give people a bit of an insight into what goes on behind closed doors, training, how much time and effort actually goes into getting up for a game, especially guys who might have niggles or fast bowlers who have been on the road and playing for a long period of time, how hard it actually is to get up for each and every game. So rather than just seeing the results and seeing if someone gets a 100 or a fiver or someone nicks off for a duck again, as you see, I think, in a few of them episodes with some struggles that I went through during that summer. It just goes to show that it's not just about what happens on the field. There's a big support team of people behind the scenes that are doing as much as they can to help each and every player perform as well as they can. And there's definitely a few bumps along the road. And it was probably, in hindsight, while it was really difficult, a really difficult period to be a part of, off the back of South Africa, a lot of great has come from that as well.
Hey, Aaron, our team at Fox Cricket put together a predicted lineup. There's a lot of this going on social media, predicting teams, looking into the future, as well as looking back into the past. The 2023 World Cup, 50 over stuff. And awkwardly, they left you out, which I think you might not notice.
I certainly did notice that. That's unfortunate.
What I see Steve Smith, I think you're about the same age, ain't you? He's still in the team. He's batting at 3. You can't be too happy with that.
Davey's still there as well, so... Yeah, I've definitely got goals to be there in 2023. I think that's my end date as an international cricketer, I think. So I'll be putting all my time and effort and focus into this T20 World Cup coming up at the end of the year in Australia, and then progressing that on and 2023, definitely.
Finchie, for the layman and the local cricketer, and as you know, I'm a mug cricketer and still keep playing, and they swing out of the hand with us, so we get a look at it. I mean, you can see that, but in your level, what is the difference for you? What does the white ball do? Well, what doesn't it do that the red ball does? Because we hear all these expert commentators saying, very good against the white ball, not so much against the red. What does it do differently?
The red one swings for longer. I suppose the wickets in one day in T20 cricket are a little bit flatter, so you'll get less grass on them. They'll generally start a little bit harder than what most test wickets do. So the fact that it swings for maybe 30 or 40 overs, depending where you are, if you're in England with the Duke's ball, swings for 80 overs and they get a new one and it keeps swinging again. So probably seam movement's the biggest one, though, I think. The guys now, the quick bowlers are so skilled with how they present the seam. And if you can get some footage of the Indian Test Series when they played out here, the seam that Bumrah, Mohammad Shami, Ishan Sharma bowled with time and time again, almost every ball, their seam would bolt upright. They swung it consistently. And if there was any little bit of grass on the wicket, they got a little bit of seam out of it. So that was something that brought me undone a little bit. So, but the white one, the white ball, just doesn't quite swing as long, and they generally a little bit flatter wickets.
And you chase it fairly hard with the flat bat too, I might add. Hey, Can I ask?
I think that in test cricket, if I'd have tried that as well, it might have went a little bit different. I went into my shell a little bit, which wasn't ideal.
All right. Hey, I remember being a kid, I'm much older than you, and watching the Indians out here, and they open bowled with a bloke called Madan Lal, and then another Madan Lal, and then another guy, Carson Garvey. And the captain was Bishan Bedi, and he gave them 3 overs each. And then he had 4 spinners in the team. And I remember Bishan Bedi getting the ball, standing in front of the umpire on the pitch and just rubbing the ball backwards and forwards across the pitch to scuff it up. When did that stop being legal?
Well, for the time that I've played cricket, I haven't known that to be legal. It's
But it was in front of the umpire, and it was just, and the commentators going, "There's Bishan Bedi, you're just trying to work on the ball a little." You know, the only thing he didn't take out there was a rat tail file and just take them a good whack off the ball. At some stage, the cricketing authorities of the world must have thought, "This is not fair."
Oh yeah, I guess wherever you go around the world, I think there's different ways to try and scuff up the ball. I mean, you can throw it into the wicket when you're on the boundary and things like that.
Is that viewed dimly? Is that viewed dimly when they skip it in off the ground?
If you do it from the outfield, no, because sometimes the throws are bloody long. So in a one-day game, if you do it from inside the circle, you'll get a warning. If it happens again, generally they'll give you another warning. And if it happens...
Let's be honest, Finchie. Let's be honest. Some of those World Cup boundaries, you could be at the deepest part of the ground. You're about 45 metres from the bat on those pommy grounds. There's no way you have to skip it in.
No, but it's just viewed, and it's laid out to all the captains at the start of the tournament that anything inside the circle, keep it up. Anything outside, within reason, you have to try and one bounce only if it bounces twice. But I think that's something that the umpires can be a lot stricter on, and I've spoken to them a little bit about it. Is all you have to do is give one 5-run penalty to any team around the world, and that will stop it pretty quick. And I said if we're doing it. And you view that's us that should be penalised, no problem. Give us a 5-run penalty and we won't do it again. But the problem is when everyone keeps getting away with it, they can keep doing it. But I think as soon as they crack down on it once, and it's like footy as well. Once you bring in a new rule, if you're strong with it first up, people get the message pretty quick, don't they? Because when the coach is screaming down the phone at you, it's not a great feeling.
What do you like as a captain? I know we're going to go. I love talking to the cricketers. What do you like as a captain? Are you like an Ian Chappell that they fear when you're out there, or are you mollycoddle them along a little bit? Your fast bowlers need a cuddle. I remember seeing when Davey Warner probably ran you out a little bit too quickly a couple of years ago in a one day. You walked off the ground, and I'm a novice lip reader, and I think Davey was in for a little bit of a smacking when he got off the ground. What do you like as a captain with your team? Oh,
that,
doggy!
That was the, yeah. They're off down the hallway. Don't know where they're going. That one with Davey was an interesting one because I think that was on the back of him being really frustrated. He couldn't quite get into your way.
Correct.
It was at the Oval.
Yep.
But that just happened. That's part and parcel of cricket. I mean, one thing that we try to do is be really aggressive runners between wickets, and I was about 8 yards short on that occasion, so might have been a bit too aggressive. But no, you calm down. And as for the captaincy, I think different times call for different things, I reckon. There's times when, with the fast bowlers, I think I'll give them a lot of freedom and a lot of rein to pull their own changes with fields and stuff. And the only time that I'll come over the top of them is if I really think that it's the wrong ball altogether, particularly bowling at the death. I've tried to calm down a lot out on the field. I used to be quite aggressive and quite emotional. So I've just tried to calm that down because everyone's trying their best. International sport, international cricket, it's so hard. Everyone's having a crack. There's just a few things that get under my skin, and the boys know them. So if we're going well, they tend to try and do that pretty consistently. Marnus Labuschagne, he's one that cops a few sprays out on the...
Oh, really?
When he's fielding out in the boundary, drifts in and out. All he wants to do is just... He loves cricket that much. He just watches every replay up on the screen. He watches every... He just wants to watch the crowd. And if blokes aren't watching me and I'm trying to move the field, sometimes it might be a metre or two one way or a metre or two the other that you think can make a difference. And if they're not watching that... That's when they cop a bit of a spray, and Marnus is one who drifts off a little bit out on the boundary. But after it's all said and done, you give him a cuddle, and he's all right.
Hey, Finchie, before we let you go, and we've appreciated being a guest in your home this afternoon. We did the same with Warnie a couple of days ago, and fair to say, we haven't seen all of your house. We've only seen one room, but I'm tipping it's not quite the same level as Warnie. We're seeing some shots of it now. And I know you guys have been there because I remember you in the Melbourne, in one of the test matches anyway, recently they had to get the Aussies wanted to get the day finished on day four because there was a party at Warnie's that night and they wanted to be invited. It's a pretty amazing sort of place to live.
Yeah, Warnie's is next level. It's an ultimate entertainer's home, isn't it? I've been lucky enough to be there, and yeah, that bar's pretty special. I certainly don't have anything in that league altogether.
Yeah, we're just watching it now. He's got a golf simulator as well. So when Warnie says we're all in this together, it's going to be a tough time on your own.
Well, there's different levels, isn't there?
There's different levels.
There absolutely is.
Mm. Hey, one more thing.
A very charitable man, though, I might have.
Well, no,
Can I ask Finchie, what's your best room? If we were there, what would you say? Come here and have a look at this. What's your best room?
He'd have a keg set up, wouldn't he?
No keg.
Have you got a barbecue like Hutto?
I don't have a barbecue. I'm pretty happy with the kitchen. So you go through there, outside, all over here. I'm happy with my kitchen. I love the kitchen. Down. Yeah, my wife, she runs a pretty tight ship around here. So
very clean.
Are they? Yeah, floorboards or is that polished? I can't. Oh no, floorboards.
Yeah, floorboards. Yeah. Nice. Floating, nice. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, you got the footy on? Well done.
Baseball.
Oh, is that? There we go. All right.
Home run. I think it's a 2015.
Are you a Geelong supporter, given from the Western Districts? Who do you go for?
Yeah, Geelong. Hardcore Geelong supporter. Yeah.
Hey, who did you have? Did you have a poster on your wall as a kid? As a Geelong?
Gazza. That's why I wear number 5 on the back of my shirt for Gary Ablett.
Nice. Great start. Well, we're going to talk a bit about
Holly
that after
Farmer.
The break. Hey, Aaron, really appreciate it.
See you, Finchie.
Getting into having a chat and getting those insights from Derm, he could keep going, I reckon.
I can't believe Derm's still playing cricket.
Cricket.
Not very well, but I'm out there.
Thanks for your time, Finchie, and I reckon you'll be in that team in 2023.
Cheers, boys.